Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says hundreds of additional federal agents are being deployed to Minnesota following a weekend of nationwide protests over a deadly ICE shooting in Minneapolis. Noem said the reinforcements will help ensure ICE and Border Patrol officers can continue operations safely in the Twin Cities. She made the remarks during appearances on Sunday news talk shows. The secretary also criticized Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, accusing them of inflaming public tensions after the fatal shooting of 37-year-old Renee Good. Noem claimed the two leaders have politicized the incident and spoken about it inappropriately. Noem has also called Renee Good's actions domestic terrorism. Two well-known low-cost carriers in the Minnesota airline industry have announced they're merging. Allegiant Airlines is acquiring Sun Country Airlines. Thrifty Traveler executive editor Kyle Potter says we'll have to wait and see how this might impact travelers flying in and out of Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. He says the best-case scenario is that the number of flights remain at current levels.
And Sun Country lives up to the promises that apparently they were given, which is that Allegiant will retain a significant presence in Minneapolis.
And the worst case scenario is that Allegiant will scale back over time. Right now, Sun Country prides itself as a competitor to large airlines like Delta.
Offering travelers a cheaper fare than Delta will sell them for. And in many ways, that has kept Delta in check. It has forced Delta to be at least more competitive on price than they otherwise would be. Allegiant just doesn't do that. Allegiant's entire business model is built around flying from smaller cities like St. Cloud.
The merger is expected to be finalized in the second half of this year. The combined company will continue under the Allegiant name. Several Republican candidates for Minnesota governor say the top issue facing the state is ongoing fraud scandals. 10 GOP hopefuls gathered Saturday in Little Falls for a forum that also touched on Walz's decision not to seek re-election and the fatal shooting of Good by a federal ICE agent. Archery deer hunting continues to grow in popularity in Minnesota. DNR acting big game coordinator Paul Burr says there were roughly 110,000 archery hunting licenses sold in 2025.
There continues to be kind of interest in that season. It's been slowly growing over the last 10 plus years. This year we actually saw a total harvest just shy of 30,000 deer, which is the highest recorded archery harvest that Minnesota has on record.
There were 180,203 deer harvested in total in 2025, up 9% from the year before. Accusations of fraud in Minnesota's newest state program. The new paid leave program began accepting applications at the start of the new year, and Republican House Fraud Prevention Chair Kristen Robbins tells MNN she's already receiving reports of fraud.
I've already had whistleblower reports, and the program is less than a week old.
We checked with the Department of Economic and Employment Development. Deputy Commissioner Evan Rose says the first payments go out today, and he has not seen any attempts of fraud break into the system. This is MNN.